Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Friday, August 14th. I can't believe it. August 14th already. It's nuts. I bet you guys are realizing that there's no way that this is live. We are doing a little pre-recording because, you know, Mark and I got to take some vacation, but I still am happy to answer your questions. So first up, we've got Rick who says, thanks for being the daily voice of reason. I'm glad you're on daily. I like the podcast, short and sweet. My question is regarding what I thought was cash in 401k accounts. I'm 57. My wife is 50. I've always been on the conservative side and used Transamerica's Portfolio Express with a retirement date of 2020, even though I don't plan to retire for a few more years. The stable option, which I thought was cash or money market, is labeled as stable value core option. Although it's listed as short bonds or money markets, it also says it's a group variable annuity contract. So I'm confused. How stable is this option? My wife has a Voya 401k, and the Voya fixed account consists of group annuity with insurance commitments. I have both of our 401ks diversified. I know what the bonds and equities investments consist of, but I'm embarrassed to say I don't know exactly what these stable fixed accounts are. Thanks, Rick. Rick, first of all, don't be embarrassed. The reason why these are a little bit different than a standard money market is that both Transamerica and Voya are insurance companies. So what you own is an annuity contract. It's a variable annuity. And when you have a stable value or a fixed account like that in a variable annuity, it's basically an insurance company's cash equivalent account. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. It probably actually earns a little bit more interest than your standard money market account. So maybe it's even better than fine. Don't worry. It's okay. Now, here's a question from Ken, another annuity question. Ken's got 650 grand invested in a Mass Mutual annuity. It gets about 3% interest annually. I'm 73 and retired. I've got a pension with Delta Airlines that I'm concerned could end up in the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, meaning he's concerned that even though he's retired, that the pension could go broke and then he would end up with a lower pension amount. Is it like, so here's back to the question, is it likely insurance companies could default during these difficult times? Well, Ken, the good news is so far, no. And even during the financial crisis, when we thought some of those insurance companies could default, they didn't. I wouldn't worry about that. I think being really conservative right now for you is important because we don't know what's next for your actual pension. But I wouldn't worry about the annuity contract. You should be just fine. This is from Anthony. I love listening to the podcast for both informational content and entertainment. I especially enjoy the listener question segments. Most of your coverage is a bit outside application to my personal life, largely to my age and income, but I try to take in and learn what I can from it. Now, down to why I'm emailing. Due to COVID, my live-in girlfriend and I are better off than we've ever been. Because of this and everything else going on, I'm having a bunch of guilt. I'm 27, she's 24. We usually have about $60,000 in combined annual salaries. I'm working as a lab tech. She has had her hours cut to about 5 hours a week working with kids as an independent contractor. She's begun receiving unemployment benefits, and I have begun receiving hazard pay and with overtime opportunities along with tuition reimbursement from my employer. We're both finishing our college degrees online. We have $1,000 in credit card debt, $250 in savings. I have full benefits, including a 401k with a Roth option, company match, and she's got no retirement or investment accounts or employer-provided benefits at the moment. That being said, I know not having an emergency fund and her not having a retirement account should be priorities, but we are able to pay bills and get necessities right now. Should we be concentrating on a solid foundation or put it off until after this crisis is over and concentrate more on giving back? This may sound dumb, but I realize how privileged we are with so much going on. Should we feel guilty for actually being able to get a financial foothold that we never have had before, or is this not the time to do that? Okay, Anthony, calm down. You are entitled to actually get financially stable. So here's what you're going to do. Number one, pay off that credit card debt ASAP. Number two, build up that savings account. I want that savings account to have at least 6 months of your living expenses. At the same time, put money into your 401k that has a company match. Okay? That's a very nice sentiment. Don't feel guilty. Take care of yourself. Build your financial future. Chris from Seattle writes, I'm wondering if you can help me understand how SIPC insurance works. SIPC is Securities Investor Protection Corporation. My wife and I have our non-401k investment assets in a financial technology startup custodian that we really enjoy. But I imagine the company could be more susceptible to the economic downturn than big investment houses. What would happen if the brokerage were to close down? Basically, failure. Little bit more of information. We've got non-retirement brokerage accounts with about $200,000, and we each have a traditional and a Roth IRA combined another $200,000 between the IRA accounts. Love the podcast. It's a sunny companion to the gloomy news. Oh, that's a nice thing to say. Okay, Chris, SIPC protects your money per account up to $500,000. Okay, so if the company goes broke, you guys are set, no problem. Of that $500,000, they cover $250,000 in cash money market equivalents and $250,000 additionally of other securities. So that's how it works. You're fine. I truly think that you'll be in good shape. Okay, sound good? Fantastic. Okay, here we go. Last question of the day. This one is from Kay. Hi, Jill. Thanks for the daily podcast. They're informative and helpful. I currently have a Roth split into two CDs as per an advisor's recommendation. I was wondering if it is a good idea to invest in exchange-traded funds and unit investment trusts along with balanced equity funds. My advisor disagreed, saying he doesn't recommend UITs because they have a maturity date. Instead, he suggested something called equity links. I don't know what that is. Also, I'm paying $125 a year to have a cash account, and the advisor said he will be charging 1.5% on commissions. I would appreciate your advice on what to do with a Roth. I collect a pension. I'm 62 years old. Well, listen, Kay, here's what I think you should probably do. You probably don't need this person, and I'm not sure why you have him or her, but I need to know how much money you have invested in that Roth. You know, I think if you were going to have CDs and that's all you want and you don't like risk, that's great. If you've got plenty of money and your pension is covering your needs and you want to buy an exchange traded fund, that's fine too. I would avoid a unit investment trust for lots of other reasons. But I think it's also important to understand exactly what you're paying for. So I don't think you mean commissions. It sounds like you're being charged 1.5% on the money that's in these accounts. And I'm not sure you need to do that. Why not just have CDs at a bank? And if you need a Roth that is invested in exchange traded funds or index funds, you could do that anywhere. Sounds like you might not even need this advisor. All right, it's Friday, so I don't know what we got planned for the weekend, but you know, I know what we will be doing. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow. We will be in your feed. If you've got a question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, which is jillonmoney.com, you can always click on lots of fun things. You can get our newsletter. You can buy my book. You can do whatever you want there. Have fun. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your social distancing, do something nice for somebody. Oh, and I should always say this. Our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is the best executive producer in the world, and we are distributed by Cadence 13. Talk to you tomorrow.